Well, praise God. Let's go. We thank you so much, oh God, for your precious promises. You told us, for you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever, that's anybody who believes in you, will not perish. That means we will not die, but we will have everlasting life. So, Father, we thank you that the word is true. We thank and praise you, oh God, that every word in the Bible, the inspired word of God, is true. We thank you, Lord, that there's something in your word that we can find to govern every aspect of our lives. When we're going through, there's a word. When we're rejoicing, there's a word. Oh, God, when we need you to hold on to, there's a word. When we need to be encouraged, there's a word. And, Father, that's just like when we get here on the TMC call. There is always a word to enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we begin our day. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, who held on to your word, who held on to your promises as they set forth to start the TMC call. Father, we thank and praise you for the BS De Leon family. We know it was not an easy road for them to travel as they started in Artists International, but we thank you, Lord, that they held on, Lord, that they were steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, Lord, in the work of the Lord, at the word of the Lord. So, Father, thank you for getting them to where they are today. Thank you for empowering them and for moving them forward, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that are overtaking Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the artists, and the D.S. De Leon family, and the entire Artists International family. Now, God, we thank you for the speaker who will come forth to bring the word of God this morning. Father, we thank you that you have already downloaded something in the speaker that we need to hear today, oh Lord, and that our ears are just waiting. Our hearts are waiting to take in the word this morning, not just for ourselves, but that we can be a blessing to someone else. Now, Father, we command that this word will go forth with clarity, uninterrupted, and that, Lord, it has fallen on good ground, and Satan has no place on this call, because this word this morning is already cleansed, is already made right, is already purified. The airwaves are purified by the word of God. We give you, in Jesus' blood, we give you praise, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Go out and have a For God So Loved the World kind of day, knowing that in him, through him, you can do above and beyond all you will ever ask or think, because you have the power, in Jesus' name. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Willa. Thank you so, so much for seating us and greeting us on this For God So Loved the World Friday. What a powerful tag that you blessed us with this morning. And thank you so much for that anointed prayer. God morning, God morning, God morning to all of you, my TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador in Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. And we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in as we are still currently celebrating our fourth year here on the Master's Call, where we have been enriching, enhancing, and empowering lives as we begin our day. We stand on Scripture, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And so as we do every day, Minister Willa opened us up in prayer. And of course, as she said, this is Friday. So on Fridays, we will go into part two of this call, so we won't hang up and go on to the morning motivational call yet, because we'll stay together in fellowship so that we could hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies, because I know that God has been doing great and new things in your life, and maybe there is something that you need us to stand in agreement with you on as far as your prayer life is concerned. And so we will be available to do that immediately following this call. But I want to invite you to join in with us on our website. We are one of the only calls that I know that actually has a website where the messages have been archived since the inception of the call. So we invite you to go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of the information for our call there. Please give us a shout out. Join along with us on themasterscall.net. Also, if you have a prayer request or a praise report or a testimony, or maybe there's a question, or maybe you just want to be, finally God is purging you and saying, you know what, maybe in 2015 I want to be a part of the TMC, I want to be a greeter, I want to pray, I want to go into ministry, I want to start sharing the messages that God has been putting inside of my belly, so maybe I need to try that on the TMC. And definitely our Mother Eagle and our prayer general will respond to you. So use our email, info@themasterscall.net, and we will respond to you. Remember every day, Monday through Friday, we head over to the morning motivational call. And the morning motivational call, that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code 5395-98#. Again, 5395-98#. Also, if you are an artistpreneur on this line, then we are going strong and fast. We're reshaping, moving it, and working it in this month of November. And so there's so many new things that are going on. You want to make sure that you check your back office. There are presentations and webinars going on every day at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So please check your back office. You do not want to miss the new and the greater levels that God is taking Artists International into. And Super Saturdays will be coming up on November the 15th. Make sure you are in the house. And if you're wondering, what is Artists International? Well, we're the number one reshaping garment company in the world, along with phenomenal health and wellness products. So I invite you to get back with the person who invited you to this call so that they can let you know more of what Artists International is all about. Well, this morning, our speaker for the morning, wow, what can I say about her? She is a co-founder here on the Master's Call. She is victorious. She is anointed. She is noble. She is excellent and walks in excellence. She is saved. She is sanctified. And she is our appointed speaker for this morning. She is affectionately called our Mother Eagle here on the Master's Call. She has just returned from the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. And she is definitely on the move for God, doing great things. Okay, here we go. Well, of course you guys know that was Dr. V. But our speaker for this morning, none other than Bishop C. Horace Kitchen. So you got to be flexible at all times, be ready and be willing. Amen. To God be the glory. Bishop C. Horace Kitchen, he is married to the beautiful Minister Lorna. He is the proud father of two beautiful daughters and two grandchildren, a grandson and a granddaughter. He is or he has a Bachelor of Theology from United Bible College and Theological Seminary. He has a Master's of Ministry from International Seminary. He is an author of the book, The Bible, Is the Bible Really True? He is also currently Bishop of House of Prayer in Orlando and in Jamaica. He is soon to be Platinum President in Artists International, so therefore he is an artistpreneur. He is humble. He is ordained. He is righteous. He is anointed. He is courageous, and he is energetic. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you this morning none other than Bishop C. Horace Kiston. Bishop Kiston, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am.
Well, to God
can you hear me?
The glory.
Yes, thank you very much, Minister Kiston.
I hear
Minister
you loud
Kiston.
And clear. Yes,
thank you
yes,
very
take
much.
It away.
I fell off the line a while ago, so probably that was the cause for the slight mix-up. But I came back on, and I am here. Thank you very much. I want to extend a word of greeting to all the TMC family. What an opportunity to be able to fellowship in this context on the airwaves and to share the goodness of God on this Friday morning. I have a picture in my mind as I have been reading. I have a niece that lives in Hong Kong, and it's about 10 minutes after 8 in the evening over there, and it's 10 minutes after 7 in the morning in Orlando. And I read where the scripture says, the moon shall be turned into blood. I'm just giving you a picture here. And I want you to picture that. The moon turns into blood in Hong Kong. And all the television stations are focused on that. And while they are focused on the moon turning into blood, then in America, the sun goes dark. And all the TV stations are focused on this phenomenon, what is happening. And while they are focused on that, then we hear us, a sonic boom, because the Son of Man enters the atmospheric pressure, and all eyes are focused east, and they see the Son of Man coming with power and great glory. Let me tell you something. The word says that every eye shall behold him, and the nations of the earth will be mourning they are thinking that God loves us so much that he won't judge us. He won't do anything with us. But now they see the Son of Man coming in power and great glory. And there is great mourning all over the world because Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God, he is coming back, and he's coming back to rule and to reign in righteousness. Well, let me ask you, where do you want to be when that happens? Those of us who are servants of God, the challenge of servanthood. And those of us who are servants of God, the word say that in Philippians chapter 2, that let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to say to you this morning, this is the mind of servanthood, because Jesus, the word said, he came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give himself a ransom for many. So what we see here is that Jesus Christ came as a servant leader. You see, the leaders of the Gentiles and the people of the world, when they say they are leaders, then what they do, they take the front and they dominate us. But Jesus Christ came and he took servanthood, he took leadership to a new level. The word servant, it comes from the Greek word doulos, which means it's where someone voluntarily submits to a master. And Jesus Christ, he came and he didn't think it was robbery to be equal with God. Oh, my Lord, but he made himself of no reputation. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself. So Jesus is the is the example of a servant leader. So we are faced and challenged this morning with the challenge of servanthood. Just a couple of things here. If you are interested in being a servant, Jesus said, if you want to be great, you have to learn to serve. Oh, and here we go. The first thing we have to do is we have to let the mind of Christ be in us. That means we have to put Jesus Christ first. Just like how Jesus Christ put his Father first, and whatever he did in St. John 8 and verse 29, he did only what pleased, he did always what pleased his Father. So as a servant, he was not concerned about pleasing himself. So if we are going to put Jesus Christ first, then what is going to happen is that we have to make the decision not to serve, ourselves, but we have to make the decision to serve God at all times. Please excuse me for that little disruption there. I'm on the road. We have to make the decision that we are going to serve God, because Jesus said that we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve ourselves and then at the same time serve Jesus Christ. So we have to make the decision that we are going to serve him. We have to serve him with all our hearts. So if we want to operate as servants, the first thing we have to do is to put Jesus Christ first in our lives, just like how he put his Father first in his life. Then after that, the second point is we have to protect our attitude. In Philippians 2 verses 6 and 7, it said here that being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation. So Jesus was God. He was in the form of God. He emptied himself of divine privileges. That's what is called kenosis. He made himself of no reputation. That means he took the position of a slave, a bond slave. He willingly humbled himself to serve his Father. And now if we are going to accept the challenge of servanthood, if we want to be great, then we have to protect our attitude, and each morning we commit ourselves to serve someone. We commit ourselves to serve. And this is what Jesus meant when he said, if we are going to follow him, we must deny ourselves and then take up our cross and follow him daily. Then also we see the third point is that if we will accept the challenge of servanthood, we have to plant daily seeds of humility and obedience. In verse 8, it said of Jesus, and being found in the appearance or fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus humbled himself and became obedient. And the hardest thing for us to do is to humble ourselves. Why is that so hard? Because the devil lied to us back in the Garden of Eden when he lied to Adam and Eve and told them that they would be as wise as gods. So therefore, if man is as wise as gods, then he does not need another God. So technically, we are thinking then that we can be in charge of ourselves. But the word says all the ways of a man are right or pure in his own eyes. And we cannot, as it were, it was not our prerogative to decide what is right and what is wrong. That was the prerogative of God. But the devil lied to man, and now man thinks that he knows what is right or what is wrong. Thank God when these United States were set up, they were set up on the principles of God's word. And they had the word of God, and it was the word of God that decided what was right and what was wrong. But as we went on, then we start doing things, and now we want to decide what is right, what is a marriage, what is this, all sort of confusion, because man is trying to decide what is right. But as we humble ourselves and learn to serve. We will never accept and function as servants until we truly humble ourselves. So the challenge of servanthood is saying to us that we must humble ourselves. And finally, the servant has a promise, because Jesus was exalted because of his humility, and now he has been given a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And not only is Jesus exalted, but Jesus said that where he is, we will be there. In St. John 12 and verse 26, Jesus is challenging us that if we are going to serve him, we should follow him. And where he, and he says if we follow him, then his Father is going to honor us. And then where he is, there will my servant be. So we have the challenge of serving, and we are going to be with Jesus. So Jesus is exalted, he overcame, and now he's seated with his Father in his throne. So I'm closing on this note, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21. You won't hear too much of this. It says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. So Jesus is now seated with his Father in his throne. But the time is going to come when the Son of Man will once again come back to this earth. And he's coming back with power and great glory. And those of us who serve him, we will be where he is. And he's coming back to rule and to reign over this earth in righteousness. There is such a great need for such a servant leader. And sometimes we hope that those that we put in, they will be our servant leader. But let me tell you this, under the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ himself will be able to bring peace to this troubled world. And when he comes back, those of us who serve him, we will go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We will go to the judgment seat of Christ. And then he's coming back, Jude says, with 10,000 of his saints. And he's coming back to execute judgment upon the east end. Where will you be at that time? As you accept the challenge of servanthood this morning, as artists, entrepreneurs, as we seek to serve others, we do whatever we do to the glory of God. So my prayer this morning is that you will accept this challenge and serve the Lord and serve others faithfully. The Lord bless you. Thank you very much for listening. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Bishop Seahorse Kitson, for that profound and on-time word. Are we willing to accept the challenge of servanthood? I will be calling you back before we end the call to give us our benediction for this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and everlasting Father, we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you that you are Alpha and you are Omega. We thank you that you are beginning. We thank you that you are end. We thank you that you so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and for him we shall live, Father. We thank you that we are covered by your blood. We thank you that your power, your anointing reigns, God, and you reign. We thank you that you are a true and living God. And so we thank you for the messenger, Bishop Seahorse Kitson, Father. I pray, Father, as he has brought the word forth and challenged us to accept the role of that we each have of being a servant to you, God, that we would serve in excellence and that we would use the tools that he gave us this morning and that they will be shown in our lives on a daily basis, God. I pray that you would increase in his ministry and in his family right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for each and every person that dialed into this call this morning. I pray, Father, as they are your creations, that you know their needs and their desires. And so I ask right now that every need will be met in the name of Jesus, Father. I lift up to you right now Sharon Stowers and her family as they're going through this time of bereavement, God. I pray that you would just give her strength and comfort, and all of the other families that are connected to her, Father, that has lost or not, that has loved ones that have you have called on home to be with you, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just comfort and strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for a successful event in the Bahamas. We thank you for the Artist Empowerment Conference and that everything went well, Father. I thank you for traveling grace and mercy for each and every one that traveled to and from, Father, and those that are still traveling to and from different places, that you and your angels will take charge and be with them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for healing on this line. I thank you for deliverance, Father. I thank you that every goal will be met. I thank you that as we write the visions, you would allow them to be manifest. I thank you that as we dream while we are asleep, that you are still manifesting God-ordained dreams in 2014, God. I thank you, Father, for the new business builders that will come. I thank you, Father God, that you allow Macy's luggage to show up in Dublin, Father, and I know that what you have prepared her for, that she will walk into that purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus, and I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against any of us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that your blood will cover our children as they go to and from school, as they go to and from work, as they grow out their days, Father. I just pray right now that you would be with them, that you would take them to higher and higher heights in you, God. I thank you for Artist International and the DSC Leon family, and I thank you for the new and greater things that you are bringing about in Artist International. I thank you that you are bringing us on one accord in unity and love, Father. I thank you that we put first faith, family, and lifestyle, and then we build legacies, Father, as we continue to share these products that are healing, Father, that are transforming, that are reshaping lives all over the world. And so we thank you for the vision that you gave to Papa Diaz de Leon, and we ask that you would continue to strengthen and comfort him and his family in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just strengthen them, give them godly wisdom and knowledge to continue to carry on the destinies, the purpose, and the plans that you have for their lives, Father. And so as we come to a close, we will always be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So you have dialed into the master's call, and I want to give you the replay number. That number is 712-432-1085, and the access code 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the access code 957-677-pound. The morning motivational call, immediately following part two of this call, is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598-POUND. Please remember, if you are an artistpreneur on this line, please go back and check your back office for additional information on what is going on in Artist International. Also, I want to ask if we as a family would all just pray for Coach LA, Lance Waterman, and Lori Waterman, as Coach LA, Minister Lance Waterman, had his brother who passed away this past week. So we want to continue to keep that family also in prayer during their time of bereavement. And so at this time, I'm going to ask if Bishop Kitson would come back to the line and give us our benediction, and then I will come back to the line following the benediction. Are you there, Bishop Kitson?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, both now and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop Kitson. Have an awesome, awesome day, an awesome, awesome weekend. Well, thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. Again, thank you, Bishop Kitson, for that profound message on are we willing to accept the challenge of being a servant. And to each of you who have dialed in this morning, thank you for being here on the Master's Call. This call would not go forth without each of you who dial in every Monday through Friday. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and head into part two of the Master's Call, where we hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. And at this time, I would like to turn the call over to our honorable, dedicated, and committed Mother Eagle at this time, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Let's give a big hands up and congratulations for Minister Tiffany. I have been texting changes to her, and she's been reacting. I know some of you all have been listening saying, what is going on? We've had changes, and as Bishop mentioned, I saw him on the board, then I didn't see him on the board, and so I was sending her messages in between, but you did a phenomenal job, and thank you, as I always teach and train our family to be ready in season and out of season, and you did a great job. Man of God, man of God, man of God, Bishop, you always bring such a profound word. Thank you for reminding us that we are servants. We are to have a heart to always serve. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first, with a heart of humility. And I just thank you, as always, you bringing us such a stirring word. And I thank you, Minister Willa, for always greeting God's people with the joy of the Lord. We hear through the phone and praying and setting the atmosphere so that that powerful word went forth. As Minister Tiffany did say, special prayers to Minister Sharon Stowers. She lost her father. Last week they buried him, and on the night of the funeral, her father's sister passed, and they're having to bury her, and her having to sing and minister at all of this. So we definitely want to send our prayers out to Minister Sharon Stowers and our dear beloved Coach L.A. His sister was with us in the Bahamas. She'd come down with Dr. PK, and that Saturday morning got the call that their brother had transitioned into glory back in Columbus, Ohio. So we want to keep Coach L.A. and his family in prayer. And that's what family is for, to lift up and hold up each other. I just thank each and every one of you. I know so many of you all who could not make it to the Bahamas, but you prayed for us. You stood in the gap. You made up the hedge. And all of us have been saying that there was a different, profound, anointed presence at that conference like we've never had at any other conference. And I know in my heart it was because the prayers of the righteous set the table. The buffet table was spread, and whatever you needed, you were able to receive. Such a koinonia, a spirit of love and unity. I was at that conference, and our prayers, everybody got there safely, and been here for everybody getting back home safely. And so we just praise God, and I thank you that you understand and stand up powerfully for the art of prayer. Because truly when we say it, it is so true. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. So thank you, thank you, thank you, the kings of artists, thank you. Just awesome, awesome, awesome from beginning to end. So we thank God for that. We're going to be covering Godmother in prayer. Dr. Miles Monroe was, as usual, I've been blessed to have met him my first year, first semester, when I went to Oral Roberts University back in 1990, and it was so good to hug his neck and see him. Hadn't seen him in years when I was down in the Bahamas, but he always has this international leadership conference upcoming this week. Next week, I'm sorry, and I'm so glad Godmother has accepted his personal invitation, and we're going to keep our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, in prayer, covered as she travels back down to the Bahamas to attend that conference. And we just go pray for her to receive everything that God has for her so that she is also the best leader, best servant leader, full of the servanthood of Christ that she can be. So again, I just want to take this time and thank everybody. The church service was phenomenal. I know you all prayed for us with that church service. I tell you, Minister Josie, who's president with Artists International, Planet President Harvey called her out, bless her little heart. She was co-hosting and doing a phenomenal job. But she led praise and worship and got together a little Bahamian praise team. And as the old saints say, we had church. They ushered in the glory of God a cappella, just beautiful, beautiful anointing presence of God. And her father, Bishop Josie, brought the word, now go get it. And it was awesome word that this minister, everybody was speaking for the rest of the day, was referring to that word. And literally, we had a great turnout. Usually they don't mosey in that early, 7:30 in the morning. But everybody came out in great numbers to the church service, and our ministers anointed the hands of all of who were participating. It was just phenomenal. So I want to give you all that praise report, because truly it is a praise report. And Miss Elvia, you know, co-owners of the company, she was there at the Sunday morning service and got up and spoke and was so touched. She had no idea, because she got on early Friday during our Founders Week. I don't know why, in her mind, she said she thought it was just me and Tiffany and a few people who'd get on just to pray for the company. She had no idea of the bigness of the call until she was hearing all the shout-outs and how lives were affected, and she was so grateful for the master's call. So let me extend, for those of you who weren't there to hear her, give her heartfelt thanks for the family. She is so appreciative that the company and the family is so undergirded in prayer. And it was so touching, her getting up, speaking, letting all of us know how much she appreciates this call. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to have a prayer request or a praise report, which is what we're always about on this call, you just hit *6, and it'll put you in queue, and then 1, and then we'll take your prayer request or your praise report this morning. All right, let's start with 9114. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. 9114, you're unmuted, so make sure your phone is unmuted.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa Joni from Tampa.
Oh, yeah, great. You have to get the numbers. Good morning, sweetheart.
How are you, family? I'm just calling that Monday I go in to see, I think that, I don't know if he's going to meet me or what, but my faith is much stronger and I feel a lot better now. So just keep me in prayer that I won't even go through what the doctor said I'm going to go through for these 4 weeks. You know, God has already taken care of it. So I'm standing on his word. So just keep me in prayer, family.
All right. You go in to visit, for your doctor's visit Monday?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, we got it down, and we definitely will be lifting you up and covering you in prayer. All righty, I think this is Miss Benita in New Jersey. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Yes, it is me. Just want to continue to keep put the Cool family on the prayer list with Malachi and Marianne. He's... I know God has got it, but I want to continue to keep him in prayer, as well as Joseph and my mom and my daughter. It's, you know, it's just, it is what it is. And, you know, God is really good. But anyway, thank you so much, and thank you guys for doing what you do.
Thank you. It's always such a blessing to hear your voice, and I got everybody down to cover in prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, got to hug her neck and see that big, beautiful smile. Good morning, Ms. Shervon from Philadelphia. It was great seeing you down in the Bahamas.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Yes, indeed. It was such a blessing to see you and our artist family down there. And good morning, Master's Call family. Praise report is in regards that my dad is back at home. He does have to go back today for a second stress test because the doctors are really trying to figure out why he has this irregular heartbeat the way it is. And so he is going back today for that. And then also I just wanted to ask for prayer in regards to our Praise Dance anniversary, which is this coming Sunday. And it has been a lot of obstacles, but then we just know that that's because the devil doesn't want us to really get this dance on for the Lord. But all five Praise Dance groups will be dancing, and tomorrow's rehearsal is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and we just pray that God will get all the glory for it, all groups. So this is going to be something, because it's been that much of a challenge with people being able to be in attendance as a group. So if you guys could just pray for that, I know I'll probably next week have a wonderful praise report about it. And I just thank you all, and y'all have a blessed, blessed weekend.
All righty. We got all of that. Ooh, that's a long rehearsal, but girl, y'all go for it. Go for it. All right, again, another one of our TMC family prayer warriors. It was such an honor to have her down there, right there with Dr. PK and I down in the Bahamas. I love you so much, Minister Brenda. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. V and TMC family. I do have a quick prayer request. My cousin, Inez Martin, who was in California, 99 years young, passed on, went home to be with the Lord. So I'm asking prayer for her and the family and also the Durden family. Thank you so much. Love you all.
Okay, Inez Martin went home to be with the Lord. That was the one who was like 95?
She's 99.
99?
Yes.
To be with the Lord. And what was the second name?
The Durden family. Entire Durden family. D-U-R-D-E-N.
Thank you. All righty. Thank you. Thank you so much. We got that down. All righty. All right, Miss Jackie, again, as usual, it was so great to see you down there in the Bahamas working so hard. Bless your heart. It was always an honor. You were so faithful to come out and just serve, serve, serve. That servantness is, you truly are an example of one of God's servants. So it is so good to see you on the call. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and I so receive that, and I thank you, I thank you. I am so grateful to be able to be with my TMC family down there and hug on the necks and just receive all that love. So I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God that he helped me through that trip, because twisting my ankle the second day I was there, the first full day I was in the Bahamas. So, but God bless me, and I thank God for that. I am calling in to request prayer for Traveling Mercies. I did not realize it when I came back that my granddaughter would be performing this weekend in Tunica, Mississippi. So we're supposed to go out this evening on that journey. So keep my family lifted up in prayer as we take that journey. And also I'm asking for prayer because God is working a beautiful new thing in my life. I was blessed and anointed on the plane, and God has opened up doors. So keep keep us lifted up in prayer, me and my son Joseph, that the doors will be open. And so just keep us in prayer for that.
Amen.
New
and I'm gonna call you later on today. I got a call from Robin, and I will be calling you later on today.
That is fine. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
And again, it was such a blessing to see you and to hug your neck. And I tell you, when I say Miss Jackie served, she was right there at the registration table working the whole time. And then she was right there serving with us for our Sunday morning service. That's truly that servanthood heart again when you travel and just come to work. And was a blessing. So we love you. And I know you are truly an integral part of our TMC family. Wow, the queue is. Have a prayer request or a praise report. Oh, I do need to add, to ask you to pray for our family. My aunt, not the one we prayed that healed from stomach cancer, not that Gladys. She's doing great in Columbus, Georgia. I had another aunt, Gladys Barnes, who was 95 years old, who went home to be with the Lord when I was down there in Florida, in the Bahamas. And she's in Philadelphia. She was such a blessing because she was one of the longest living persons on dialysis, over 40 years. They would come down from Johns Hopkins to examine her, and she just had a good, just a loving spirit. But my brothers are already on their way up to Philadelphia to that homegoing ceremony. But if you could keep the Barnes family and our family, the Weatherspoon, that is one of my dearest aunts. She was just such a light and a strength to our entire family. I went home to be with the Lord, and she was ready to go. She was at total peace, but I think it's harder of a family that they leave behind. So definitely please remember to keep the Barnes family in prayer and the Weatherspoon family. All righty, I see another one of our prayer warriors just hopped in the queue. We're glad I've been seeing you on the board more and more. And Miss Ada, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Always delighted to be on the call with you, and you sound refreshed, excited, and renewed from the Bahamas. So
yes.
Praise God. Well, I have a praise report and then a prayer request. The praise report is that God is just continuing to shine his marvelous light in the lives of my children. They're all doing well and growing in their walk of faith. So I praise God for that. I also praise God that Doug and I are coming up to our second year anniversary. And one of the things that we committed to doing those first 2 years was just really enjoying our love affair with one another and just really spending that time with one another. But as we are coming on that second year anniversary, there are also some things that we want to do now. So we're ready to go to work. We've been enjoying married life and all that goes along with that, but we're ready to get to work on some things. And so I just thank God for a man of God who just is easy to love and loves me dearly. So I'm very thankful. Those are my praise reports. And then I opened up my email today and saw that one of the sisters of one of the organizations that I serve as a board of trustee mother went to be with the Lord early this morning. And her name is Lisa. I don't recall Lisa's last name, but we serve on a ministry together. And so I just want to lift up Sister Lisa and just really for comfort. She was the primary caregiver of her mom. And even though they had a difficult relationship, I know it's not easy when our parents leave the earth. Even though we know that she was saved, she did know the Lord, she did confess Christ, it's still a very difficult thing when our parents leave and go home. So just want to lift that up, and just so glad to be able to have a schedule. I have an ever-changing schedule, but when I'm able to get on the line live, it's such a blessing. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
All righty, Minister Aiden. It's always our honor to hear you whenever you can get on. I know that schedule with Amtrak is a little challenging, but God is faithful, and a big congratulations to you and your beloved Doug. We're so happy for your 2 years of a covenant and commitment one to another. All right, before we go into our time of intercession and prayer, are there any more prayer requests? Before I don't ever want to leave out anybody or rush this time, as Dr. PK and I always say, this is one of the main pillars and platforms of this call, is to lift one another up in prayer. All righty, 5192, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. I am so excited. I'm here in the Puerto Rico right now because moving on to the cruise on Monday. But my pray for me in travel. And I've just enjoyed the conference. So good to see Dr. PK and Dr. Webb. It was just we had a wonderful time there. I got with the praise team with the Bahamas praise
team. That's right. I can't leave you out. You are our only U.S. representative. I was teasing you about getting up here representing the United States. This is Minister Cynthia, who didn't say who she was. And we're so glad. That's right. Did hop up there, and I was teasing you about being the one little American flag up there with the Bahama praise team. Go on, sweetheart.
I said, well, that's supposed to go up there. They said, oh, yeah, you're Port-au-Prince. But it was nice. It was nice to, you know, because once you're in the ministry, you know, the words, you have been doing it for years and years, so it's not hard. No matter where you're at, you can, you know, blend right in. So it was great, and I had a wonderful time. I learned so much, and Dr. Miles Monroe, I'm just still overwhelmed with that. That is really powerful. And someone asked me, is he coming again? I said, no, honey, that was a one-shot deal, so we're excited about that. We don't know, but right now, it was, you just have to be there. You can't afford to miss a conference if you can. My thing is to start putting some money. Every time you sell a body mask, put $50 away for it. Just start, get a bank account. TD Bank says you can put in $100, and you can make sure that you're in March, that you be in the house. We must be there. I'm so excited about that. And I always got to thank God for Mr. Flanagan, Diamond President Reggie Flanagan, for calling me for 5 times. I was very busy in the political world, so many things I do, but I thank God every day for this platform. And I wouldn't have been on this. And as you grow in ministry, it is really powerful. I had no idea, but God already knows. He's already ordained you already in this thing. So my praise is good. Just pray for me and this traveling. It's not a hard to do, but I love traveling. So, you know, it's just, and then also be my business why I do this. So, you know, guys, I love you guys and I appreciate you all. And y'all have an awesome, awesome week. Because I'll be on the cruise come Monday. I'll be cruising back to the Bahamas again.
Suffering for Jesus. You go, girl. You go, girl.
I thank God for you guys. Love you and enjoy.
All righty. Yes, she won another cruise. I told her she didn't hardly at home. She's just cruising away. So, again, Minister Cynthia, thank you, thank you, thank you for you also down there serving, just being ever ready there with us, and we just love and appreciate you. We're going to take our last caller this morning. Is from Oklahoma, 2486. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor V. Edith Bird.
Good morning, Miss Edith. Welcome to the call, Miss Edith.
Fine.
You have a prayer request this morning?
I do. Charles Wells, he had a stroke. So please add him to the prayer call for Ethan recovery.
I'm sorry, you said Charles Webb or Wells?
Wells, W-L-L-S.
Okay, Charles Wells.
Love you all much, everybody.
All righty. Well, it's always good to hear your voice. We saw you in Houston at the artist conference and want y'all to start putting away your pennies now. We are going to be back in Houston in March. That'll be our next conference. I'll be giving exact dates as soon as possible and have registration set up on the website to go on now and get your $99 in. And we're just excited, excited, excited. Okay, well, we're going to go on and go to the let me cut it back on so we can get yours. Yes, Miss Cynthia.
No. Okay, it's not mine, but you guys, we Angeline Martin. She's she used to come on the TMC call in the very beginning of our call. Very faithful to the Master's call, and so last night she actually called and asked if I would let the TMC family know that her son was shot, and we're just gonna pray. For total and complete healing for him. So just total and complete healing for him. She is doing well and definitely on the road to recovery. And we just want to lift up her son. I don't have his name. I apologize. But if we could just lift up Angeline Martin's son for total and complete healing with the in his shot wound.
All right. Thank you for letting us know about that.
You're welcome.